At American Bag Centers, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.
The following program, Back Talk, is sponsored by American Bag Centers.
At American Bag Centers, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.
Welcome to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, located at 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. Now, with Back Talk, here is Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
Good morning. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi with another episode of Back Talk. I'd like to start off each and every week, as I do, like to say hello to all our loyal listeners. Thank you for listening. And a special hello to anyone who is new to this radio show. This, again, is Back Talk with myself, Dr. Peter Peduzzi. We're on every Wednesday morning on KHB, 620 a.m. from 9 to 10 in the morning. If you are new to the show, typically in the first half hour, we talk about the very unique and wide variety of treatment options we offer here at the American Back Centers. Of course, the American Back Centers was started over 40 years ago by Dr. Dennis Miskovich, and 20 years ago, approximately 1994, Dr. Miskovich saw the groundbreaking research that was done on vaccine therapy by two neurosurgeons, Drs. Ramos and Martin. This research was done on live subjects using pressure monitors, and I harp on this all the time. This is the only study done of this kind to date showing that a non-invasive, non-surgical device, medical device, could treat a disc. And we see a lot of these decompression tables out there, decompression, spinal decompression, traction tables, making a lot of claims. But to date, this is still the only research that has been proven, again, on real live subjects, negative pressure is produced. So pressure sensors showed in this research study that negative pressures, upwards of a negative 200 millimeters of mercury, is produced each and every time you undergo vaccine therapy. A negative pressure is essential to counteract the compression, which is the true cause of the degenerated disc, the bulged disc, the herniated disc, the extruded disc. Failed back surgery, in many cases, fails because they do not address the actual compression cause of the problem. Pain pills, pain injections, of course, epidurals, physical therapy alone, which we do at our office, but alone, does not address the actual compression problem. And that should be noted. With this research, it showed for the first time that a non-invasive, non-surgical medical device could do this. Negative pressures upwards of a negative 200 millimeters of mercury was produced. This research was published in the Journal of Neurosurgery back in 94, and Dr. Miskovich saw this and purchased not one but two vaccine tables at that time. And now for over 20 years now, the American Back Centers has helped literally thousands of patients overcome these very difficult disc-related problems, whether it's a herniated disc, bulging, extruded disc, degenerated disc, sciatica stenosis, and even failed surgery. We've had patients with multiple failed surgeries coming to us hoping they don't have to resort to surgery again and all the possible permanent complications that can result from surgery. Vaccine has no complications. It's a completely safe procedure. Again, we've been doing it for over 20 years, one of the most experienced facilities in this area, but more impressively, in the country, one of the first facilities in the country instituting vaccine therapy, because so we have the experience, we have the expertise, we have the many, many years and many patients that have come through our door with great success. And we have a higher than national average success rate because of the many years of treating these patients and the many years of experience, and we've perfected our protocols with those many years as well. In the second half hour of the show, we typically have a nutrition-related topic. The last couple weeks, we did some tape shows. We've been very busy here. We talked, the last time we were on live, we talked about rheumatoid arthritis, RA. If you'd like a copy of that article, you can go to mccola.com and download rheumatoid arthritis, painful disease, more devastating than previously recognized. Gives you some recommendations on some natural alternatives, as well as some of the medications that may be better than others, less damaging to the body. And if you don't have a computer or access to the internet, we'll be more than happy to send it out to you free of charge. Just call us, 724-935-3300. We'll get that out to you. Again, put your name and address, and we'll send it out to you as soon as we can. This was an interesting article. Stay tuned for these articles in the nutrition segment, second half hour of the show. Flu vaccine, effectiveness in question. We all know, especially people that listen to this radio station and show, knows the dangers and the possibilities and the lack of success with the flu vaccine. So we're going to be touching on the updated information from Mercola.com, flu vaccine effectiveness in question. I'm going to give you some other information on some of the potential ingredients that you may find, preservatives you may find in flu vaccines as well. If we have time, if not, we'll go into this next week talking about the six signs that unhealthy bacteria may be overtaking your gut. We've touched many, many times on this show the importance of a healthy gut. Stats show anywhere between 80 to 90% of your immune system, especially as we get into the colder months of the year, the fall and the winter months, where the flu, colds, common colds, tends to pop up more readily. You want to make sure your immune system is at the optimal levels. So we're going to be looking at this if we have time this week, if not next week, and talking about the six signs, again, that unhealthy bacteria may be overtaking your gut. And this is specifically the article, if you go to Mercola.com, entitled How to Heal Inflammatory Bowel Diseases Like Crohn's Disease. And one of the ways you can do that is by having healthy bacteria. So we'll touch on that. If not this week, if we don't have time, next week. We'll definitely do that on Backtalk. Okay, of course, the American Back Centers, we are not your typical chiropractic office. Since 1994, as I mentioned, the American Back Centers has specialized in the treatment of very difficult cases, including herniated disc, bulging disc, failed back and neck surgery, sciatica stenosis, and degenerative disc disease. We have people coming from all over the tri-state area. We've had patients from as far as Montana, Texas, all over the U.S., but mainly the tri-state area, Ohio, West Virginia. We have people coming from as far as Johnstown, Altoona, Philadelphia in some cases. There are other VAC-D centers, and the only way you'll know for sure is by calling, or I should say going on the website vacd.com, and you can see, say you have a relative in South Carolina, you definitely don't want to, if you don't want to drive up here, if they don't want to come up here to visit you, and go to our facility, we can find a facility closer to them down in other states. There's quite a few in Florida. There's over 300 facilities worldwide instituting VAC-D therapy. There's hospitals, medical clinics, orthopedic surgeons in private practice, physical therapists, and chiropractic physicians instituting VAC-D, again, at over 300 facilities worldwide now. There's approximately 3,000 patients a day currently being treated with VAC-D therapy. This, of course, again, VAC-D, standing for vertebral axial decompression. And I can't overemphasize this. Make sure your doctor has a VAC-D. There's so many people out there masquerading these glorified traction tables out there. They claim to decompress. They claim to create negative pressure. They claim a lot of things. And most certainly, if you see them producing the Ramos and Martin article, something that was done well before these traction tables were even put on the market, 1994, you know this is something fishy, because that research was only done on VAC-D, and most of those tables, if not all of them, weren't even thought of way back when. VAC-D's been around for 20 years, as I always say. It's going to be around for another 20 years because it's backed by real science and real results. Unlike, and again, I don't like to knock, but the truth is the truth. Unlike these so-called decompression devices, they go by many names. A lot of times when you call the offices, which I talk about all the time on this show, unfortunately, they don't even want to tell you what they're doing. They won't give you the name of the procedure. They try to hide. And any time a doctor is trying to hide something from you, that would put up a red flag for me. There's nothing to hide here. It's VAC-D. It's been VAC-D for 20 years. It's going to be VAC-D for the next 20 years. And VAC-D is, again, backed by real science, the only FDA-approved, safe, clinically proven, non-surgical disc treatment out there. Again, do your own research. As I always mention, do your own research before you pursue any treatment option, including this type of therapy. But, of course, you'll be very pleasantly surprised when you see all the research. You may not be surprised. I mean, if you listen to the radio show, you know and you see VAC-D's been around for many, many years, but you'll see all the research supporting this great treatment that's helped thousands of people each day, and thousands of people just at our office, professional athletes, Olympic athletes, NBA, NFL, NHL. We had a professional actor here, Forrest Whitaker, here a year and a half ago. These people don't come to see us. They come for the VAXD. Yes, we do have experience. We're one of the most experienced facilities in the country instituting this type of care, but the VAXD is what helps them. And our protocols and what we do here to help people avoid a very safe, natural alternative to back surgery. And even if you've already had failed back surgery, we may be able to help you. If you're out there listening, you have back pain or neck pain, we'll talk about the cervical treatments here in a few moments, which is unresponsive to your current treatment. You want to avoid further pain medication, just symptomatic relief in many cases. In many cases, when we look at the actual disc, if you could actually see what's going on in your spine when you first develop a disc problem. And the sad part is most people don't even know they have a bulging herniated disc developing. They have back pain. They have pain down their legs. They may take a pain pill. It goes away. The pain comes back a month later. Take a pain pill. It goes away. The cycle goes on and on and on. But in the process, in some cases, if you could see what's going on there, that disc is bulging. It's herniated. And you're not having the symptoms because you're covering them up. And then one day, a year later, 2 years later, the herniation, the bulge, the extrusion gets worse, and now the symptoms don't go away because you've been covering it up all the time with pain medication. Or you go to your PCP, you get a more powerful pain med or muscle relaxant. Then you go to physical therapy, and in many cases the physical therapy strengthens your core because the disc problem is not that bad. But the disc condition still, the compression is still occurring due to sitting, standing, bending, all the things we do throughout life. And then the straw breaks the camel's back, and now you have constant symptoms, or the pain meds do not take care of the symptoms. And in many cases, again, that's what we say, therapy alone does not heal a disc. It may strengthen the muscles, but especially in later stages, when a herniated disc is inflamed, in some cases, physical therapy, therapy in general, rehab, can actually make it worse by even doing the most conservative movements could irritate that hot, inflamed disc and actually make it worse. So that's why we take a step back. Once we see the patient has a diagnosed bulge, herniation, extruded disc, we treat the disc itself, get the disc stabilized first, under control. Then we institute the therapy, the rehab, and eventually the chiropractic adjustments at the very end, because even an adjustment in some cases could irritate a very, very acute, severe disc problem. In many cases, adjustments can definitely help discs in the beginning stages, avoid the disc problems in the first place by getting your back adjusted, maintaining that alignment so there's not undue compression and strain on the spine. Some people do this, some people don't. Some people choose to take pain pills or do symptomatic relief. And then the straw breaks the camel's back, as I mentioned, and then now they have more constant, more severe symptoms. Then they go to a pain clinic and get pain shots, hoping that the epidural corticosteroids will help them. We all know, again, not addressing the compression. There's no structural change with an epidural injection. It may reduce the inflammation, the swelling, but how could it actually do anything structurally? It can't. We see that each and every day with patients coming in those type of situations. Then they go to a surgeon for a surgical consult. They tell them, come back and see me when the pain is unbearable, or get surgery now. We all know the lack of success with surgery, the high rate of complications, and we've talked about surgeries, even the laser surgery. They have to rip out ligament, bone, and tissue before that laser even goes in. $20,000 to $30,000 out of pocket because it's not covered by insurance. And then, as the laser manifesto paper states, which we've quoted on this show many, many times, this is coming from a surgeon that chooses not to do laser surgery and explains most surgeons choose not to do laser surgery because it's not as precise. It's much more precise to use your own hands and use a scalpel. You can see how deep you're going. You can see a lot more things by using your own hand as opposed to using a laser. And he states, and many papers have stated, if you actually look closely, the surgeries are no different. You still have to rip out ligament, bone, and tissue to get to the site. And all you're doing is snipping off the piece of the disc, whether it's with a laser or with a scalpel, not addressing the compression. So the bone spurs that are developing, because the spine is compressing, the vertebrae are getting closer and closer together, continue to progress, and eventually will fuse. The disc material that's left will continue to compress, if not bulge or herniate again, and then the areas above and below now have to compensate for that surgically altered site. So now, guess what? You start having problems above and below in many cases. So that's why many, many people that have surgery, they may get a year, they may get 6 months, they may get, at best case scenario, 5 to 10 years. And then they got to go back for another surgical procedure because in most cases, again, you see it's not a permanent fix. Then they want to put rods and screws on the back and fuse your back. When they fuse a segment, that takes care of the compression, as we talk about each and every week. But again, the areas above and below have to compensate for that fused segment that was moving. Now it's not moving because it's fused. So as I always tell patients, it's kind of like taking a link out of a chain. The missing link is now causing compensation above and below. And in many cases, just like my father-in-law, before he knew me, he had to have his whole back fused. So now he has his whole back fused. He's disabled. The fuse engine did not work for him. He can't even cut his own grass. He can't function. He can't work. And these type of things can be avoided by looking into treatments such as VACCE therapy. And we've helped many, many people avoid total back fusions. Even if you have one level of fusion, we may be able to help you in those areas that now are suffering above and below the fusion site. So again, if you're unresponsive to your current treatment, you want to avoid surgery, pain medication, epidural injections, physical therapy not working for you, you've already had a failed surgery, you've had multiple failed surgeries, if your symptoms are radiating into your hip, your buttocks, your groin, down your legs, you have weakness in your legs, numbness and tingling, those type of symptoms are very common with disc problems in the low back region. And we can help you. We'll tell you how to schedule a consultation here in a few moments. We'll sit down with you, go over your MRI, your X-ray, your CT, bring in all those things with you when you come in for your consultation, and more importantly, we'll answer all your questions. We encourage you to bring somebody in with you. Number one, if you're in pain, it's probably helpful to have somebody drive you up here to our office. It's also helpful to have somebody with you when you're going through the consultation to make sure all your questions are answered. You may forget something. If you have somebody with you, they can help remind you of a question you may have. So we do encourage you, bring somebody with you if you can for your consultation, as well as bring in all your films, all your medical records you have, especially the films that you may have, giving us a better indication if we can accept you for a patient, if we can help you. If you're a good candidate for the therapy, we will tell you. And at that point, you have a very high success rate if we accept you for care. Our protocol is physician-directed. Our protocol engages other modalities as needed on a case-by-case basis. We have over 20 years, one of the most experienced facilities in the country, instituting this type of care. We screen out and decline candidates whose medical records and evaluation indicate we are unlikely to help them. So if we can't help you, of course, we will tell you, and we'll refer you out to the appropriate specialist. A little bit more about VACCE therapy. Stats show a 92% success rate if VACCE starts within 30 days of your disc problem. Our success rate here at our office is 92% across the board if we accept you for care. Again, slightly higher than the national average because of our many years of experience. Nationally, VACCE is successful in approximately 75% of all cases nationally. There's some newer doctors doing VACCE. There's some doctors that are as experienced as us as well doing VACCE therapy. So the success rate is anywhere between 75% to 92%, if not higher, in some of the more experienced centers across the country. And again, a lot of that has to do with if we feel we can help you, you have a really, really good chance of doing well with this therapy. And if we feel we can't, we'll tell you. And again, we're not going to accept you if we don't think you have a great chance of doing well with this therapy. We've seen many, many patients come through our door. So we have the expertise and we have the knowledge of what cases will do well and what may not. And, of course, we'll refer you out to the appropriate specialist if we feel we cannot help you. Unique VACCE treatment table is protected by patents issued in the U.S. as well as internationally, so there's nothing like VACCE. Again, make sure your doctor, wherever your relative is, if they're down in South Carolina, they're all the way in California, make sure that that doctor they're going to see with this so-called decompression device they're claiming is a VaxD, because there's so many imitators out there trying to make claims and duplicate what VaxD is doing. This breakthrough technology was developed by Dr. Alan Dyer, the former Deputy Minister of Health of Canada, who pioneered the research on the heart defibrillator used all over the world. Research to develop the VaxD treatment was conducted over a period of 6 years with the combined efforts of physicians, engineers, and technicians at major hospitals. So at the American Back Centers, as well as the other doctors across the country doing VaxD therapy, we are doctors dedicated to bringing you long-term relief and avoiding the need for surgery now and into the future. Again, don't wait until your condition worsens. Call us today to schedule your consultation, 1-888-222-8293. Again, not 1-800. It's 1-888-222-8293 or 724-935-3300. We also give you our fax number. Our fax number, if you'd like to fax over any reports, especially the people coming from a great distance. In some cases, we can save you a trip out here if you're coming from 3, 4, 5 hours away. You can fax over your MRI or CT or X-ray report. We'll take a look at it. We see anything obvious that would preclude you from getting the treatment, something that a contraindication, something that we feel that would make you definitely not a candidate for the therapies, we can tell you and possibly save you a trip out here if you want to send it over prior to your consultation. Many people send it over, so it's here the day or two prior to the consultation, so I can take a look at it a day or two prior to seeing you for examination and consultation. Our fax number is 724-935-3321, 724-935-3321. If you have a fax that you'd like to send over, MRI, CT, MRI, or I should say X-ray report. Also, our website is www.AmericanBackCenters.com. Again, www.AmericanBackCenters.com. Visit our website. You can learn more about our office, the other services we offer here, which I'll briefly touch on here in a few moments. Also, you can make an appointment right on the website as well, under the Request an Appointment icon. You can also sign up for our daily health update newsletter, which also has a daily inspirational quote for the day on there as well. It's a free service of the American Back Centers. Go to our website again, www.AmericanBackCenters.com, plural, and look for our daily health update newsletter. You can sign up for it, and it will be sent to your email daily, free of charge, including an inspirational quote on the newsletter as well. You automatically get signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter. Some of the greatest minds in the country contribute to this newsletter. It's more than one page because it is once a month. It only comes out once a month. So it's typically about 10 pages of articles from, again, some of the greatest minds in the country contributing up-to-date health information. This comes out once a month, and you get this free when you sign up for the daily health update, health tips from our office, different topics, as well as inspirational quotes. You can look at it one day, you can delete it or pass it over another day. It's sent every day free of charge to your email. Again, sign up at www.AmericanBackCenters.com. Again, if you'd like to schedule a consultation, our phone number is 724-935-3300 or toll-free 1-888-222-8293 or visit the website and request an appointment right on the website, www.AmericanBackCenters.com. In addition to the consultation, we also offer a free video. This is when Channel 11 WPXI did a medical breakthrough report on our office. They brought the TV cameras out. They heard about all the success we had even 10, 15 years ago helping people with this wonderful procedure called VaxD therapy. Again, Dr. Miskovich was interviewed by Dr. Mike Rosen from Channel 11 WPXI. This was broadcasted on the news, and this is on a free DVD. You can get it at your home by calling our office and giving us your name and address and asking for the free DVD on VaxD therapy. There's also some great patient testimonials on the DVD as well. We have some research papers. The first paper was published in the Canadian Journal of Clinical Medicine. This research was actually done right here at the American Back Centers and published again in a peer-reviewed medical journal, the Canadian Journal of Clinical Medicine. We also have another article that we can send out to you called Knife in the Back. We've been sending this out for many, many years, showing the failures of back surgery and why surgery is not the best approach for chronic back pain. And this is specifically talking about fusion surgery, how it's such a money-making procedure for hospitals worldwide. They make tons of money off this procedure, and it's not any more successful. We know the complications with putting rods and screws in your back, scar tissue infection, blood clots, amongst the fact that it's not a successful procedure. And we're not even including the fact that those rods and screws could come loose at any time and become a serious medical emergency. We also have the blue workers' comp and yellow auto accident booklets, great resources. Number one, the blue booklet, if you've been hurt at work. Many people are taken advantage of by the workers' comp system, by their employer, and especially the insurance companies. We're seeing more and more now where they're just looking to save money. You know, the insurance industry, and I'm not knocking anybody in that industry, but they are looking, it's a business. They're looking to save money, so they're looking to get you off the book and get you back to work as soon as possible. And in some cases, there are some people out there trying to milk the system and trying to stay off of work and just get a workers' comp paycheck. And that unfortunately hurts the people that are truly hurt. And in some cases, these insurance companies push them back to work before they're well. And we can help you with this booklet. This booklet's done by an attorney firm showing your rights. Many times people do not know their rights or taken advantage of. So if you know someone who's been hurt at work, you yourself have been hurt at work, current workers' comp case, number one, you can call us and schedule a consultation. We may be able to help you. We have very unique treatment, rehab, disc-specific treatments, VAX-D, and cervical decompression treatments, specifically for workers' comp injuries, whiplash injuries, and we talk about car accidents, which the yellow booklet is specifically for. So the blue booklet's for workers' comp patients, so call for that if you know someone in a workers' comp injury case. And someone in an auto accident, whiplash case, personal injury case, the rights of that person as well as outlined in the free yellow booklet. So call to receive the free blue workers' comp or the free yellow auto accident booklet, both free services at American Back Centers and both done by attorney firms in the Philadelphia region. So they won't be calling you. They won't be soliciting you. They just do it for our office. And anytime we run out of them, they give us nice boxes of free new books mailed to our office. Again, a free service of their facility as well as our office to you, because there's so many people taken advantage of by the workers' comp system as well as people that do not know their rights when they're involved in an auto accident or personal injury case as well. I did skip over this. I do want to make sure I did mention we're going to talk about some of the other services, including the VAX-D medical procedure we offer here. We touched on that earlier in the show. We also offer cervical decompression. If you have a bulging herniated disc in the neck region, degenerated disc, even failed neck surgery, we have specific treatments for patients with disc problems in the neck region as well as the low back and the mid-back region where the VAX-D specifically is for. Therapy and rehab, state-of-the-art facilities, individualized programs, ergonomic and postural instruction. So we do rehab for neck, back, shoulder, knee, any musculoskeletal area. Wrist, hand, finger, foot, ankle, knee problems, extremities. We adjust. We do rehab on those areas. We have people coming in post-surgical. If they're getting artificial hip, artificial knee put in, we can do the rehab here at our office. We can do the rehab prior and hopefully avoiding the artificial knee replacement, hip replacement as well. By strengthening those areas, we do the rehab right here at the American Back Centers. We have people coming in all the time with scripts from their primary care doctor for physical therapy, for rehab. We do the rehab right here at the American Back Centers. Deep tissue massage, myofascial trigger point therapy, acupressure reflexology. We have a male and female massage therapist instituting those type of techniques right here at the American Back Centers. Comprehensive nutritional consultations through standard process. This can be sent to you. Just call our office, free of charge. It's called a symptom survey, or you can pick it up right here at the American Back Centers. Custom-made orthotics. Patients love these because it's not the step in the casting kit old method, which we still have here. We have a new high-tech computerized digital scanning system, truly and very accurately assessing for foot dysfunction. And so accurate. Patients love this. The orthotics are just so truly custom-made. I can't overemphasize that, because even the casting kits are not as accurate. Sometimes you'll have error with the doctor placing the foot in the casting kit, or the patient stepping incorrectly into the casting kit. It's not perfect. But with the scanner, you're simply just standing on the scanning system. It scans both of your feet one at a time, and there's no error with that. And it's completely custom-made. Typically takes about 5 to 7 days for the company to make it once we decide that you're in need of the orthotic. And again, we have a weaning in period. We have you come in, we put in your shoes, we give you some instructions. And again, I can't overemphasize, again, patients love these, and it makes a true difference in their bodies. Custom-made orthotics, if you'd like to try and come in for a consultation to see if these orthotics may be good for you, call our office again, 724-935-3300. We also do acupressure treatment, in-house x-ray, nerve conduction, ultrasound testing done right here at the American Back Centers. We have a convenient MRI CT facility right across the street from our office, North Pittsburgh Imaging. Very convenient for our patients. If you need a MRI or CT scan, I can write you a prescription, and you can literally go right across the street. Many of our patients that come from hours away are happy for this, because in many cases they can go get the MRI. We try to squeeze you in, if we can, that same day, and you don't have to make a special trip out here just to go over the MRI or CT scan. I'm also a certified personal trainer. We can help you get back in the gym and do things correctly, as I always talk about, making sure you're not hurting yourself. Many people have good intentions. They go back in the gym and end up hurting themselves. And we can help you with that as well. I've even gone as far as going in the gym with patients and going over each and every machine, making sure they're doing things correctly. All right, before we get into the second half of the show today, I have a couple things I want to go over with you. As always, we did mention early in the show, we were talking about epidural injections. I've given you different studies showing, double-blind studies showing patients were giving up to 3 epidural injections of corticosteroids versus saline, versus nothing. After 3 months, there was no significant differences between the groups. Seen in various research studies, the authors concluded that although epidural injections may afford short-term improvement in leg pain, this treatment offers no significant functional benefit, nor does it reduce the need for surgery. We see this all the time. Patients go in, and nowadays it's almost to a point that certain MDs, PCPs are just shooting up everything. Somebody comes in with a shoulder problem, they're like, oh, I'll give you a shot. Somebody comes in with a knee problem, they give them a shot. And I'm not knocking anyone, but it seems too common these days. Shots do make money for doctors, and we see that commonly, but it's very unfortunate, especially with the epidurals, because in many cases, as I always talk about, the gauntlet, kind of a crazy name I have for patients going through the disc process, per se, the medical disc process. When they are diagnosed with a disc problem, they go through pain meds, muscle relaxants, physical therapy. When that doesn't work, they go to a pain clinic and get pain shots, epidurals. When that doesn't work, they go to a surgeon. They either get surgery or they go back and get more pain shots. That's all they know. That's all they do. Fortunately, we're getting more and more referrals from medical doctors, PCPs, because they're finally seeing the light. They're seeing that VAXD works. They're seeing VAXD is a successful alternative to what they've been doing. And they also have seen that medical doctors, if that means anything, medical doctors use VAXD, orthopedic surgeons use VAXD. And they're seeing more and more research supporting the effectiveness of VAXD. But patients still go this route, and you can see the research showing that epidurals, at best, will give you short-term pain relief. That's it. And you can see, it's quite common sense, that structurally, those shots aren't going to do anything structurally to counteract the true cause, the compression on the spine. The compression that leads to degenerative disc disease, bone spurs, bulging, herniation of the disc, sitting, kind of like sitting on a jelly donut. The disc, the fluid, the nucleus is oozing out, pushing on the nerves, causing your sciatic pain, causing your spinal stenosis, the narrowing of the canal. All these things cannot be really addressed other than short-term pain relief with corticosteroid epidural injections. All right, I'm going to give you a couple quick testimonials here before we move on. Dr. Robert Chaney, MD, who is the former Assistant Surgeon General of the U.S., goes on to state, I had back problems. I found out that the disc had deteriorated at L4, L5, and L5S1. In July, I ended up with excruciating pain in my back. They recommended that I start VAC-C therapy. After this approximately the 15th session, I had only a slight twinge in my back occasionally. Since that day on, and upon completing my VAC-C protocol, I am completely free of pain in my back and my left leg. Again, this was a medical doctor who is the Assistant Surgeon General of the United States, so a pretty reputable person who received VAC-C therapy. Tracy McGrady, anybody who knows NBA star Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady received VAC-C therapy. In August of 2002, Tracy McGrady was scared and confused, wondering whether surgery was the only way to relieve his aching back. He goes on to state, it was so bad, I almost didn't play the first game. I came down after scoring and experienced more pain than I've ever had. Before VAC-C, it was very frustrating, McGrady said. I haven't found the answer. But now, after VAC-C therapy, I feel good and I have no pain. So you see, we've talked about, even at our office, we had Greg Lloyd, we've had various athletes here at our office wanting to avoid back surgery. They saw the research and success of VAC-C. Tracy McGrady is another one across the country that received VAC-C therapy. Bruce Wilkinson of the Green Bay Packers received VAC-C therapy. There's many, many, again, NBA, NHL, Olympic athletes, a lot of hockey referees, since initially VAC-C was developed in Canada. So a lot of the hockey referees back in the day were receiving VAC-C in the beginning, and they still do now because of the success, especially up in Canada. I think that's one of the reasons why Marilyn Mew received the VAC-C therapy years ago as well, helping him to avoid any further back problems. I also want to give you one more testimonial here. This is from a Dr. Schrenk, who's a medical doctor in Chicago. He goes on to state, I've compared the MRI examination of the lumbar spine, which was obtained in September, with the patient's follow-up MRI examination of the lumbar spine, which was obtained in April of the following year. The difference is dramatic and remarkable. On the initial examination, there was a posterior disc herniation at L5S1, which measured approximately 1.2 centimeter in greatest diameter. The herniated disc was seen extending into the spinal canal and deforming the ventral aspect of the fecal sac. So the fecal sac is actually the fluid-filled sac that surrounds the spinal cord. He goes on to state, the follow-up examination in April of 2002 showed no evidence whatsoever of a herniated disc or any deformity of the fecal sac. So this is after VAC-C therapy. The L5S1 disc appeared normal in marked contrast to the appearance of the L5S1 disc years earlier. This case is probably the most dramatic non-surgical herniated disc improvement I've ever seen on a lumbar spine MRI examination. In my years' experience working with patients at the center in Chicago since December of 1994, VAC-C has been approximately over 75% successful in relieving sciatic pain in MRI-confirmed herniated disc with nerve root compromise, which correlates precisely with the patient's symptoms and his/her neurologic findings. Goes on to state, due to the medical economic reality, post-VAC-C treatment MRI scans on these patients were not done. However, I can state of clinical grounds that nerve root compression is relieved by VAC-C by at least 75% of the patients who we've treated with this pathology. What he's getting at is, in many cases, insurance companies will not pay for an MRI when you're feeling good. So most of the people, if not all, as we mentioned, 75 to 92% of the people that are accepted for care are pain-free when they finish VAC-C. So when you go to the insurance company and say, I want an MRI just to see the disc go back into place, and they say, does the patient have any symptoms? Does he have any pain? And you say, no. Of course, they laugh, and they're not going to pay for it. That's the problem, but there's many, many cases, including this case as well, where patients have done MRIs after VAC-C therapy, and you can see the dramatic, truly dramatic results that prove, again, that VAC-C works and does what it says it does. All right, we're going to get into the nutritional segments today. First, I want to highlight some key nutritional supplements, as I do each and every week. First and foremost, the Intramax, the all-in-one liquid multivitamin. We are sold out of it, but I just ordered another batch the other day. So they are coming in, and we will have them as soon as today, if not tomorrow. We do offer a discount for trying your first bottle, $5 discount, or free shipping. And for trying the, we're so confident that the Intramax works. It's helped so many of our patients. It's an all-in-one liquid, 100% carbon-bound, organic, all-natural, no preservatives, drug-free. So when you do open it up, you do have to refrigerate it. Extremely high auric value per ounce of this wonderful product called Intramax. That's for the adults. We also have the Intra-Kid for the kids. Again, all-in-one liquid multivitamin. You literally take 1 ounce a day. Very easy to take if you have trouble taking pills. Much easier on your stomach and digestive tract because it's already pretty much absorbed in the body. It has an extremely high absorption rate, and I should say dissolved in the body, and it has extremely high absorption rate, and it's a wonderfully well-known product. Again, Intramax and Intra-Kid. Try it today. You will receive free shipping or a discount if you pick it up at the office for trying your first bottle of Intramax or Intra-Kid. We also have a new alternative to glucosamine and hyaluronic acid supplements. It's called esterified fatty acid. They have a lot of great research supporting this product compared to glucosamine alone. And a lot of people that have not done well, that have tried glucosamine or hyaluronic acid, may see success with esterified fatty acid complex. So it's something new. A lot of great research supporting the effectiveness of esterified fatty acid complex. If you'd like to try it, call our office. We can send it to you for a small shipping fee. Or you can pick it up and save the shipping fee right here at the American Back Centers. Also, we do have the liquid glucosamine, if you'd like to try that as well. Our glucosamine formula works exceptionally well because we have five key ingredients all together, working synergistically together, all in one product, including glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin, collagen, MSM, as well as hyaluronic acid, all in one liquid glucosamine complex. So it's all in one product, five products, the five most well-known products working together, again, working synergistically to help rebuild joint health and lubrication. And again, if those type of products don't work for you, you may want to try the esterified fatty acid complex. Exciting new research, and they've even showed research on animals where veterinarians are using the esterified fatty acid complex in animals and helping with arthritis and degenerative processes in animals as well as human beings as well. We also have a new product called Triple Form. It has three of the most popular weight loss ingredients all in one product. Garcinia cambogia, I think I'm pronouncing that right, with the green coffee bean extract, with the raspberry ketones, plus B vitamins, B6, B12, folic acid, and B complex, all in one product. It's called Triple Form Plus. Again, Garcinia cambogia, green coffee bean extract, raspberry ketones, and B vitamins all in one product. So again, synergistically working together, if you're looking for a great weight loss product, this is brand new. It's called Triple Form Plus. And again, call our office. We can send it to you for a small shipping fee, or you can pick it up right at the American Back Centers. Again, some of the greatest weight loss supplements all together in one product. You've heard about them on Dr. Oz and various other shows, the raspberry ketones, the green coffee bean, as well as the Garcinia cambogia, and B vitamins, all in one product. So if you'd like to try, call our office, again, 724-935-3300. All right, let's get to the flu vaccine article, flu vaccine effectiveness in question. This is from McCool.com. The summary first, before we get into the article, mounting research suggests getting an annual flu shot may be ill-advised for long-term health. And doesn't actually work in the first place. Analysis of influenza vaccine effectiveness reveals that between 2005 and 2015, the flu vaccine was less than 50% effective, more than half of the time. Research studies show that with each successive annual flu vaccine, the protection afforded by the vaccine appears to diminish. It actually gets worse with each successful annual flu vaccine. The protection afforded by the vaccine appears to diminish. It may also increase your risk of contracting more serious influenza infections. And that's extremely important to note. says, we start with the article first paragraph, and we're going to skip through the articles because we don't have time to read this word for word. But the flu season is rapidly approaching, and with it, constant reminders to get vaccinated. You hear it on the radio, commercials, TV. You see it on billboards as you drive down the street. This despite the fact that mounting research suggests this approach to flu prevention may be ill-advised for long-term health and doesn't actually work in the first place. In January 2015, U.S. government officials admitted that in most years, flu shots were at least 50 to 60% effective at preventing lab-confirmed influenza requiring medical care. Then in December 2015, the CDC analysis of flu vaccine effectiveness revealed between 2005 and 2015, the influenza vaccine was less than 50% effective more than half the time. So next paragraph, flu vaccine keeps missing the mark. In the 2004-2005 season, the flu vaccine was 10% effective. That's horrible. 10% effective. Put another way, 90% of the time, it failed. During the 2012-2013 flu season, the seasonal flu vaccine was 56% effective across all age groups, but only 9% effective in seniors. And that's the people that really need it. Only 9% effective in the immune compromised or seniors. 14-15 flu vaccine flopped with a mere 18% effectiveness rate. 18%. 15% among children aged 2 to 8. And Fluzone, which delivers four times the normal dose of antigen, was found to lower seniors' risk of influenza by a modest 24% compared to the standard dose vaccine. Undeterred by such failure rates, the CDC expressed unreserved confidence in the 2015-2016 vaccine. In September 2015, the CDC director, Tom Frieden, stated, "Get vaccinated. That's the best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu." In the 2015-16 season, the injectable flu vaccine ended up having a 63% effectiveness rate, which is not good, but a little bit better than it had been in the past. However, the popular live virus nasal flu vaccine did not fare nearly as well. This fall, don't be surprised if the pressure gets ratcheted up a notch as health authorities fear the CDC's recommendations to avoid the nasal spray flu mist this year due to the evidence that it failed to provide any protection to children 3 years in a row. Also, while flu vaccine rates among children have steadily climbed, vaccination rates among adults over 50 are dropping, which means extra pressure will likely be applied to get more adults to get flu shots this year because adults are just not getting vaccinations in general. What recent science says about annual flu vaccines is next paragraph. It seems no matter how poor influenza vaccine effectiveness is, the call to vaccinate remains. But is getting an annual flu shot really, quote, the best way to protect against influenza? Research frequently tells us a very different story. For example, research studies have shown that with each successive annual flu vaccine, the protection afforded by the vaccine appears to diminish. That's important to note. We said that in the summary. Research published in 2014 concluded that vaccine-induced protection against influenza was greatest among those who had not received a flu shot in the past or the previous 5 years. The flu vaccine may also increase your risk of contracting other serious influenza infections. Data shows that people who received the seasonal flu vaccine in 2008 had twice the risk of getting H1N1, the swine flu, compared to those who did not receive a flu shot at all. Compared to children who did not get an annual flu vaccine, those who received the flu vaccine had a three times higher risk of hospitalization due to influenza. Statin drugs taken in 1 in 4 Americans over the age of 45 may undermine your immune system's ability to respond to the flu vaccine. So another reason why statin drugs are not good, making your immune system more susceptible to the flu vaccine. After vaccination, antibody concentrations were 38% to 67% lower in statin users over the age of 65 compared to non-statin users of the same age. Independent science reviews have also concluded that flu shots do not appear to prevent influenza or complications of the flu. influenza vaccine does not appear to prevent influenza-like illnesses associated with other types of viruses responsible for about 80% of all respiratory and GI infections during a flu season. Good example is a lot of people tend to get these stomach bugs. And again, we talk about the importance of probiotics, but some people don't listen. They end up getting stomach viruses for whatever reason, mainly because their immune system is impaired by not eating good and not having good probiotic in their system. But when they get them, the influenza vaccine does not appear to prevent these type of illnesses, which were responsible for 80% of all respiratory and GI infections during a given flu season. The next paragraph, we need studies that cannot be done in the U.S. What he's stating is, despite the accumulating scientific evidence against flu shots being effective, many health authorities insist that the evidence is unclear. Dr. Wilbur Chen, infectious disease expert at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, for example, goes on to state, responding to Canadian findings that flu vaccine effectiveness wanes with the repeated vaccinations, he noted that, quote, this has not been replicated by the CDC in the U.S. What Chen failed to point out was that the clinical studies comparing the health outcomes of individuals receiving annual flu vaccines versus those who remain unvaccinated cannot and will not be done in the U.S. for the simple fact that the U.S. recommends everyone get vaccinated every year. And that's a big problem. So as we skip on through this article, flu mist, we were talking about the nasal inhaled nasal spray flu mist, goes on to say that one-third of annual flu vaccines given to children in the U.S. have been the live virus nasal spray flu mist, which many pediatricians like to use because it's needle-free. In recent years, both the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics went so far as to say the live virus nasal spray version was the preferred influenza vaccine for healthy children between the ages of 2 and 8 because early data suggested it worked a little better for them than the inactivated injected vaccine. Children were given two doses to inhale initially so that theoretically they would quickly build immunity. But the nasal spray flu vaccine has now turned into a failure of epic proportions. During the 15-16 flu season, it had a failure rate of 97%. 97% failed. That's basically all of them. As reported in a recent Stat News study, in late January, an expert committee that advised the U.S. government on vaccination policy recommended that the nasal spray flu mist, which has been used by millions, not to be used this year. The reason? Studies concluded that the CDC had shown that for the past three flu seasons, the vaccination wasn't protecting at all the people that got it. Next paragraph. Live virus vaccines could potentially transmit influenza. While the CDC's decision to pull flu mist off the American market is backed by lack of effectiveness, there are other important considerations while considering use of live virus vaccine. The injectable flu vaccine is an inactivated vaccine, while the nasal spray combines live, weakened virus. The virus is intended to stimulate the immune system to fight disease without causing clinical symptoms of severe illness. However, when you get a live viral vaccine, you shed live vaccine-strained viruses in your body fluids, just like when you get a viral infection and shed virus in your body fluids. So after getting a live virus vaccine, you asymptomatically shed and transmit vaccine-strained virus to other people, including immune-compromised people for whom vaccine-strained virus infection could cause serious complications. So you can actually potentially transmit the influenza from these live vaccinations that they were giving to people. Live viral vaccines also have the potential to affect evolution of viruses, which are constantly recombining with each other because vaccine-strained live viruses are released into the environment where further mutations could occur. So he talks about some other issues with severe disability with vaccinations. We all know some of the dangers, some of the ingredients that can potentially be in vaccines. Some of them they've taken out. Some of them are still there. Talk about the different things that are in vaccines, chicken embryos, sodium phosphate, propylene glycol. We all know mercury has the potential to be in there, formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, many, many other preservatives that are really just dangerous ingredients, not including the fact that the vaccines seem to not be very effective at all and the other topics we talked about today. So vaccines can wreak havoc on your immune system. Some of the components, as we mentioned, mercury preservative, aluminum, neurotoxic, can depress your immune system and brain functioning. Vaccines can trigger allergic reactions by introducing large foreign particle molecules into your body that have not been properly broken down by your digestive tract. Since they are injected, so those things can happen, vaccines can alter the T-cell function, thereby triggering chronic illness. Foreign DNA, RNA from animal tissues can wreak havoc in your body and trigger autoimmunity in some people as well. The flu vaccine may pose an immediate risk to your cardiovascular system, causing abnormalities in arterial functioning, LDL oxygenation, and that may persist for at least 2 weeks. And we also talked about the dangers and the problems of people on statin drugs, how they have more of a weakened immune to the dangers of the vaccine as well. So how to protect yourself against flu without vaccine? Some of this is common sense, but we talk about this all the time. Fortunately, there are proactive steps you can take to avoid getting sick during the flu season that do not require getting a flu shot every year. This helps keep your immune system in optimal working order, so you're far less likely to acquire the infection to begin with, or if you do get sick, you'll be better prepared to move through it without major complications. Number one, optimizing your vitamin D levels. Of course, we know this, very, very important. Anywhere between 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter is probably the single most important, at least expensive action you can take to avoid the flu. Avoid sugar and processed foods. We are short on time, so I'm going to go through this quickly here. Avoid sugar and processed foods. Get plenty of rest. Addressing your stress. Exercise, taking animal-based omega-3s. Washing your hands, very, very important to do this, especially your kids. Make sure they're washing their hands, especially after going to the bathroom. Use natural immune boosters and avoid hospitals. And we're going to touch on this. We are short on time. We'll finish this off next week. We'll touch on this and kind of review this topic next week. If you need a copy of this article, you can go to McColl.com, or you can call our office if you don't have a computer or internet. We can send it to you free of charge. Next week, we're going to touch on the importance of maintaining good, healthy gut bacteria and how to heal naturally inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's disease. So definitely stay tuned for that next week on Back Talk. All right, we are short on time. Again, remember, do your homework before pursuing any treatment option. Ask for the research. Go on the internet. There are many people out there trying to scam you, especially with these glorified decompression traction devices. VaxD is unique. VaxD is a proven track record, time-tested treatment, very well-researched treatment, used worldwide, accepted by all fields of healthcare, and most importantly, it's something that actually works. With VaxD, the results speak for themselves. We have real science with real results. All right, we're going to be on next week and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 with another episode of Back Talk. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, sponsored by American Back Center, 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. For more information or to contact Dr. Peduzzi for an appointment, call 724-935-3300 or toll-free 888-222-8293. That's 888-222-8293. And join us again for Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
At American Back Centers, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.